Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Oh, the weekend's almost here. You get to relax. At least I hope most of you do. We have a great show. We are going to empower you with health news you're not going to hear anywhere else. Go out there, make some healthy choices, and enjoy life. We're going to be talking about what's for dinner and what that means to your health. And if we get time, we're going to be also looking at some of the foods that help you function better. So we're going to be checking out some brain foods, nervous system foods, muscle energy foods, just to name a few. And we do have a crack report, and we do have a clip that we're going to play in the first half of the show that you may not know about and may need to be aware of. I know you definitely need to be aware of this, and it sounds kind of out there, but it is happening. And there is a short, brief pause, but hang in there as the audio comes back on. So when we play that in just a few minutes, just keep listening because it'll finish out on that segment. So, but before we get to all that, a big salute and Semper Fi to our military, praying for them, righteous men and women putting their lives on the line every day for you and I. So let's make sure we ask God's hand of protection be on them. And also while you're hitting the knees, seek the Lord's face and ask for prayer for all of America. We need help. We need men and women that are in good standing with the Lord to take positions of power to bring this nation back as one nation under God. And, you know, prayer from a righteous man beareth much. This is right. So you gotta have some stick-to-itiveness, some boldness out there. You gotta fight the good fight, stay the course, and keep the faith. And pray, let's pray, and you'll be healthier. Scientific evidence says that, but we didn't need the scientists to tell us that. And without further ado, let's do the crack report.
Make way for Duck Dodgers in the 24th and a half century.
My goodness, Daffy, you're wide awake. Okay, Denmark. Anybody going to go visit Denmark for the holidays or maybe even relocate there? Well, citizens of Denmark are going to be hit with a tax on all foods that have saturated fat in them. Yeah, starting in October, Denmark officials have placed a tax on foods which contain saturated fats. So it's equivalent to almost $1.30 a pound on foods like avocados, butter, eggs, nuts, chocolate, coconut oil, anything that contains 2.3% or more saturated fat. Now, the Danish government says it's necessary to place this tax on saturated fat foods so we can increase the lifespan of our citizens. So how is making them spend more for the food going to do that? People are going to eat what they're going to eat. Part of the plan, they say, is to raise awareness and to also increase the average lifespan of a Denmark citizen, they say, by 3 years over the next decade. They also, many feel that the tax is unethical, and they think that it'll do nothing but drain citizens of their money to fill the government coffers, and I tend to agree with that. What else? Oh, do we have antibiotics that were widely prescribed for decades? They have dangerous side effects and can even kill you now. This is right. Canadian Medical Association Journal has published a study where the antibiotic trimethoprim, also known as Ceftra and Bactrim, been widely used since 1968. Scientists now are warning that the drug can have some serious adverse and even deadly reactions. Most common prescription of the antibiotic is now for urinary tract infections, but it's also prescribed to treat MRSA, staph infections, any bacterial infections, including ear infections, bronchitis, traveler's diarrhea, and pneumonia. So do your homework on your drugs, please, 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 before you take them. What else we have? Walgreens has been accused of harassing shoppers to get flu shots. Have you heard about that? Yeah, Walgreens customers feel they're being verbally harassed and pressured by the employees of Walgreens when they check out to get their flu shots. So kind of odd, aggressive verbal harassment from Walgreens employees. You know, what do they care if you got your flu shot? They can ask you and then direct you back to the pharmacy to get it, right? But apparently some Walgreens employees have come out to say that they wanted not to be identified because they were fear of losing their job, but they are rewarded with incentives when they have a quota of people getting flu shots. They receive bonuses and have even been, I guess, told that they would get an iPad if they meet their quota. If they do not, they're not going to receive a bonus and they'll get written up and their jobs are threatened. So Walgreens, the media relations department says, Robert Elfinger, he says, he's the representative for Walgreens, he says they are unaware of this behavior. So, what else? Unvaccinated children are far less prone to have allergies and disease, according to a new study comparing unvaccinated and vaccinated kids. This is interesting. A new survey released by Vaccine Injury debunks the myth that unvaccinated kids are far less prone to developing, they are saying unvaccinated kids far less susceptible to autoimmune diseases, I'll get it out here, neurological problems, endocrine disease, and other illnesses compared to their vaccinated counterparts. It was a German homeopathic practitioner, Andre Backmere, who compiled the health data for the study, more than 8,000 unvaccinated kids, 15 different countries, compared the health data to 17,400 vaccinated kids. So they're comparing the two groups. Kids ranged in age from 0 to 17, and apparently in every single category, in both these studies, the overall health of unvaccinated kids were leaps and bounds ahead of the vaccinated ones. The allergy rate among vaccinated kids was more than double. Vaccinated kids were found to be nearly 8 times more prone to developing asthma and chronic bronchitis. Another significant difference they found was the category in autoimmune disorders. Kids that were vaccinated had more autoimmune disease than unvaccinated kids. Let's see, so 25% of the Americans today have autoimmune disorders, and it may be from the vaccines. I believe it is, according to Dr. Carley, who's been on the show. Unvaccinated children fared better than vaccinated with problems with neurodermatitis, herpes, ear infections, hay fever, hyperactivity, scoliosis, epilepsy, seizures, migraine, headaches, and thyroid disease. The only category they said that they were even Steven was diabetes. What else we have in the cracker? Vinegar, they say, is a technique, an alternative to dealing with cervical cancer. The industrialized nations in the United States, we're injecting people with the papillomavirus, to like Gardasil and Cervarix, to prevent, they say, cervical cancer. But countries that don't have the money, like Thailand, they're using different things. They're using vinegar in their clinics and in their villages, and they are successfully, according to reports, preventing cervical cancer, which is some vinegar. Apparently what happens, John Hopkins University Medical School, they developed this simple procedure. It involved injecting vinegar and carbon dioxide into the cervix, which allowed for the problem areas, if there was any cancer, to show up. And then they were able to take a cool metal probe and eliminate that that cancer. So not without, you know, risk. It's not foolproof. Sometimes you can get a false positive, but still, you know, vaccine versus vinegar. And last but not least, in the Quack Report, how do you heal a cavity naturally without drilling and filling? Well, according to Sarah Pope, she's a mother and a nutrition education educator, chapter leader for the Weston A. Price Foundation. She tells this story that, you know, she put on her blog that her son had a cavity, and they were able to completely heal the cavity with one simple dietary change using two powerful healing oils. Apparently what they did, the protocol was the child consumed raw butter and honey on two pieces of toast, and they supplemented with a teaspoon of fermented cod liver oil and three capsules of butter oil. Highly therapeutic nutritional healing tool, she says. Well, I guess if you got the time, it's worth the try. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's strange. All of a sudden, I don't quite feel like myself.
That's all, folks. Thank you, Frank. Well, I came across this little video. A friend of mine sent this to me, and I think it's worth a listen. It's what some are reporting is actually the reason why America is going through what it's going through. So, like I said, there's a brief pause as we work through the clip, but just hang in there. It'll start back up. So, Magical Engineer, roll the clip.
This story really begins for me back in the summer of 1992. I got a phone call from an older gentleman I knew who was a writer, and he asked me if I'd go attend a meeting for him at the University of California, Berkeley. He told me that the Communist Party USA had recently split over differences of how to best take America down. Some were wanting to still work toward a violent revolution, while others were wanting to focus their efforts on using public policy to subvert America from the inside. He was curious what they had to say. I mean, after all, the Berlin Wall had just come down, the Soviet Union had dissolved, and the whole world was saying communism is dead. So why were they meeting, and what were they up to? I was in graduate school at the time, and the whole idea of slipping in undercover into a communist meeting sounded pretty neat, so I decided to go. The first surprise I had was when I walked into the auditorium. I was expecting it to be filled with college radicals, but instead it was 50, 60, and 70-year-olds, I mean grandparents, professionally dressed with briefcases, and I realized this might be a little more serious than I thought. As the weekend unfolded, I listened carefully as they outlined their plan and agenda and how they were going to infiltrate the institutions of America to influence us in the direction they wanted us to go. To destroy our families, they wanted to promote cohabitation instead of marriage. They wanted to try to get children away into government programs at the earliest age possible. And they also said they'd like to get behind the feminist movement because they felt it had been very successful in making women discontent with marriage and motherhood. To destroy business, they wanted to get behind the environmental movement. And in 1992, the environmental movement was very modest, but they thought it was the only vehicle capable of creating enough regulation and red tape to discourage business growth. And finally, to destroy our culture of religion and morality, they said, if we can get Americans to accept homosexuality, they thought it would begin to extinguish our traditional moral values Americans held. I remember thinking at the time, this plan doesn't seem very realistic. It's not something I'll need to worry about in my lifetime. It was 15 years later, I was appointed by the governor to be a state representative in the legislature. I'd only lived in my district for 2 years, so I thought it'd be a good idea if I wrote a monthly letter to the editor. Each month I wrote on a different topic. In January 2008, as I was contemplating what to write my letter on, I thought back to the meeting in 1992, and I thought of the goals they'd outlined and where America was today, and I couldn't believe how successful they had been. I mean, our families were totally disintegrating. The environmental movement had become the most powerful force for destroying our free markets. And hate crimes legislation was being considered in Washington, D.C. that made it a crime to even say anything against the homosexual movement. I realized people needed to know what was going on. After I wrote this letter, within days, people were protesting at the Capitol. It was the feature story on the evening news.
Controversial comments have state legislators buzzing tonight.
After a freshman lawmaker alleges the communist agenda has infiltrated mainstream America. It's the big story, live at 6.
And over 40 letters to the editor had been printed in response to what I'd said.
Hey, I just wanted to give you support on your newspaper article. Don't let them grind you down. Bye.
I realized then I'd hit on something. One of the letters written in my defense stated that a book from 1958 had outlined a similar agenda. And this got my attention. The book was The Naked Communist by Cleon Skousen, who had been a former FBI agent. And inside the book, it documented 45 current communist goals from 1958. And as I slowly read through the list, seeing how specific their agenda had been to subvert us on the inside, I couldn't believe it. Accomplished almost every single one of them, and nobody seemed to be noticing. For at least the last 50 years, they've been working actively behind the scenes, in the shadows, trying to move our people and our culture in a direction that was designed to destroy us.
And that is the truth. Communism is about death. And right now, America is in a very slow death. And pick up that book, Naked Communist. And also, if you're looking to see that whole video, it's on YouTube. Just Google Grinding Down of America, and you'll get the picture. All right, so we are going to move along to the segment on what's for dinner to empower you health-wise. In the 1960s, it was Woodstock and the Cold War, and families actually planned their dinner meals a week at a time. Do you remember that? Mom would write out the list. She'd go to the store, get a week's worth of food, you know, throw what she could in the freezer, and she planned and made that work for a whole week. Planning was part of preparing healthy meals and sticking to the budget and avoiding weight gain and staying out of debt. Now, few seem to plan their meals ahead, unless, of course, it's a holiday meal. And this leads to spontaneous food choices based more on time that's available and, of course, your craving, what you feel like eating. So being good stewards of time will help us live healthier lives. And modern conveniences have freed us up to be able to have more in less time. However, how are we applying this extra time? So what's in the food? Because people, for the most part, seem to be trying to make healthier choices at the grocery store. And this is actually forcing product manufacturers to produce products or, at the very least, advertise the products that they are healthier, saying things like health inside this package. An example is your frozen entree meals called Healthy Choices. I personally wouldn't eat one, but the name sends a message to the consumer. So the Food and Marketing Institute completed a study on consumers titled Shopping for Health in 2011. There seems to be a shift in what consumers are interested in and concerned about with regards to their foods. Shoppers used to be sensitive to some of the undesirable ingredients in foods such as your fat, sugar, salt, and calories. But today, shoppers seem to be looking for fortified foods and fiber by about 44% of the time. Whole grain is important to 36% of the shoppers. Protein to 27%, omega-3 fatty acids to 23% of you, and antioxidants to 16% of the shoppers. Food growing, harvesting, storage, preparation, and manufacturing has radically changed, and more consumers want to know what is in their food these days. So many consumers don't stop there. They have taken a serious interest to better understand what ingredient terms really mean. So we have some health-driven consumers out there. And there was a time when the majority of the consumers would go to the market and pick up a gallon of pasteurized milk, a loaf of white bread, and a package of lunch meat. But now, the quick trip to the market may bring cranberry juice or green tea, whole grain bread, and Greek yogurt. So a big term in healthy marketing these days is superfoods, and advertisers will abuse this as well as the term antioxidants. So food manufacturers know why consumers are attracted to these keywords, because they scream, "I contain large amounts of nutrition." So the consumer's job is to ultimately determine if the food actually does contain that nutrition. So over half of the shoppers, about 54%, tried a new healthy recipe in the last 12 months, and 44% say they use a list when they go shopping for their healthy food to stay on track. So what do you want personally out there? Because in the Food and Marketing Institute report, consumers they say, are zeroing in on specific health claims before they purchase food. They want foods that will strengthen their heart. 73% of you are looking for those heart foods. 71% say, I want food with more energy, that provides my system with more energy. 66% say they want foods that are going to help their digestion. And then 65% say, you know, I want something that's going to improve my memory and my mood. So they want something that affects the brain area. And according to the report, the number one thing that detracts from consumers making these healthier choices is the lack of planning. So not taking the time to plan your meals reduces the likelihood of you making those healthier choices. Now, one in four shoppers decides what they are going to have for dinner within 1 hour of eating it. And the researchers found that 72% make decisions what to have for dinner the same day. So when we make same-day decisions regarding the meals, the health factor takes a back seat to taste, convenience, and your cravings. So half the consumers don't keep track of their calorie intake, but they do make efforts not to consume too many empty calories. So they're cutting back on, you know, sodas and things like that. The other half, they indicate they do track calorie intake, and they're consuming fewer calories than they did 2 years ago. So you can bet that these statistics will be changing as more Americans incorporate real nutrition for health when they make their food selections. So we're going to check that and keep you up to date on that. Also, there is a trend, and in this tough economy, the United States healthcare, that all those problems, so the economy and the U.S. healthcare system have forced pretty much a new reality onto the American public that if they want to be healthy, they have to do it themselves. So the new approach is obvious. It is all about preventative measures, and that means changing behaviors. So it's also about cost-cutting measures and saving money over the long term. So this in itself is a powerful motivator and is already making an impact on 81% of you out there, and making 81% of you are making different shopping decisions. American population is making a strong effort to save on their medical expenses, and they're self-medicating better through their foods. So no wonder the pharmaceutical markets, no wonder there's this strong push for the government to shift the supplement industry over to the pharmaceutical market. So people refuse or can't, if they can't, or they can't afford to, their medication, their drugs, they're going to do it another way. And this is what you're seeing. A study done by the Harmon Group in 2010, the Remington Health and Nutrition Study, it discovered that even when the economy improves, 88% of the people that they surveyed said that they're still going to stay away from the allopathic physicians and self-medicate themselves. Yeah, that's because they've had time to do some research and try some new things to find out what natural things, foods, herbs, and spices, all these natural alternative remedies work to help them stay healthy. They also discovered that 26% of adults successfully used natural alternative remedies in 2010, and 55% that didn't use the natural therapies wished they had, and they planned to. Also, sales of the dietary supplements reached $28 billion in 2010. That was up 4% from 2009. So nearly 63% of those they surveyed take a dietary supplement regularly. Vitamins and supplements were in the ninth fastest growing category in 2010. And we got to take a break, but more health news on the other side. Stay where you are.
life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thewthepowerherbs.com.
Thomas Edison invented the light bulb, Henry Ford the automobile, and herbalist Wendy Wilson? Well, discover for yourself. Listen to Herb Talk Live.
Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thewthepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thewthepowerherbs.com.
About a place somewhere up a New York way where the people are so gay, twisting the night away. Here they have a lot of fun, putting trouble on the run. Man, you find the old and young twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. They're twisting the night away.
And we're back here on Herb Talk Live. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. And right before the break, we were talking about some of these trends and what the American population is figuring out. Nearly 63% of the people surveyed take dietary supplements every day, And if you like taking them, I suggest you contact the FDA and respond to their new proposal on dietary ingredient guidelines, or you're not going to have these regular supplements, anything worth taking. Vitamins and supplements were the ninth fastest growing category in 2010. The number one item in the category was your vitamin, overall vitamin supplement. Next was weight management products, and then nutritional liquids or powders were also at the top of the category. But you know what? You should smile, at least smile, because in this day and age, it's important that you recognize that you have control over your own body at this point, the temple for the Holy Spirit. And it's our job to preserve and protect our health and to fight those who attempt to steal that right. So the next time you are planning dinner, you know that your choices have impact not only on yourself and on your family, but also on Washington, D.C. So what would government do with a bunch of really smart and healthy Americans? Why don't we find out? Yeah, you know, because, you know, disobedience to tyranny is obedience to God. I like that. So if you need help jumpstarting your nutritional needs to strengthen yourself, your immune system, they have some products at Apothecary Herbs. That's right. Look at their body food mix, their immune booster formula, and some other formulas you might want to look at are all in one. Echinacea Deluxe, it's a sinus formula. Pneumonia kits. They have other kits like the Power Herb Kits and the Pandemic Kit, which also contains a really cool vaccination solution. So check that out. Call, or you can go on their website to order. Pick up a free product catalog. The number is 866-229-3663. These are tools that you can use and implement and feel good about. They're all organic and natural with a money-back guarantee. And people on the other end of the phone with a pulse, they're there to help you. 866-229-3663 or the website thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. Now, if you're outside the U.S., dial 803-746-0219, 803-746-0219 if you're outside the United States. For those of you who missed my interview with Malcolm Hill, we talked with him right here on American Voice on the 11th. He will have the archives up there shortly on American Voice and thepowerherbs.com, but he's also going to be joining me Saturday at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on GCN if you want to join us then. Also coming up in the near future here on American Voice Radio and Herb Talk Live, I'll be interviewing Karen Malik. She is heading up a coalition on breast cancer. I'm going to talk with her, and she's going to be joining us on Tuesday, October the 25th at 7 p.m. So do join the show then and get educated and see what's going on. Okay, what else do we have? There's shifting gears as far as health information. We're going to talk about foods that help you function because we've talked about these before, but we're going to kind of get into some blood builders and brain foods here to help you out. Some foods provide strength, more strength in the body, and some provide, you know, a heat source or an energy source to the body. Others provide the body the ability to repair cells and regenerate organs. So we're going to kind of get into some of these foods and herbs. Give drugs the boot because we don't need those. So we're going to talk about some of these foods and strengthen you and get you going out there on your health quest. Let's talk about the blood builders. I want to take a look at those to help build up a healthy blood system because blood brings healing. It's a life source, brings nutrition in, takes waste matter away. So you got to keep that blood healthy and clean. And I've talked about some of the foods that keep the blood healthy and build up the blood system. One of them is beets, you know, your beetroot. Excellent source of natural iron, and it builds up a healthy blood system. So your body requires specific nutrition to make red blood cells and also distribute oxygen and other nutrients to all the cells of the body. So transportation requires some resources to deliver this nutrition and take away the waste products. So you're also going to have to keep your pH in the blood system balanced as well as to regulate your body temperature and also avoiding those blood clots. It kind of sounds like a tall order, I know, but for the synthetic supplements and the drugs out there, it is. It's going to be a problem. But for you guys, using God's health foods. Now, when you use foods and herbs and spices designed for the blood, you will also help the heart and the blood vessels. So you want to look for foods that and herbs that are rich in your B complex, your niacin, your vitamin C and vitamin E, your bioflavonoids, folic acids, panamic acid, calcium, iron, silicon, copper, magnesium, phosphorus, zinc, potassium. The list is kind of long, but you get the picture. And by the way, did you hear that news report where, you know, they're saying, you know, vitamin E, guys were taking it for their prostate and now it's, you know, causing a problem? Well, it's because they're taking synthetic vitamin E. Look for vitamin E in your foods, your whole foods. So you're going to find these nutrients and a whole lot more I just went through in beer's yeast, garlic, wheat germ, chlorophyll, alfalfa, buckwheat, olives, watercress, blackberry, parsley, figs, grape juice, hawthorn berries, ginger root, poke root, sassafras, burdock root, chaparral, echinacea root, red clover, oat straw, and your habanero cayenne peppers. So here's your natural pharmacy right there. Now let's move on to the brain and central nervous system foods. In this day and age, when everybody's all kind of concerned about the future, this is going to be important. You will do wonders for the old noodle, the brain up there, when you use foods that feed the brain. You will send super support to the brain with your phosphorus-rich foods. So the extra benefit is that the animal phosphorus foods will also nourish your nerves and your glands. So when you use plants with phosphorus, you will also build bone. So you can use valerian root and hops and skullcap and lobelia. You can also, to supply the animal phosphorus that your brain likes, you can eat more eggs, codfish, that kind of thing. And when you do this, you're going to help your brain regulate all the body functions through the nerve impulses, and you'll enhance your sensory perception and your motor coordination. So you want to look for foods and herbs containing the vitamin B complex, your vitamin C, D, E, and F, your folic acid, your niacin, your pantothenic acid. So you also need calcium and phosphorus and magnesium and these things. So you're gonna get those in those foods. So it's a great brain and central nervous system support combo. Okay, we're gonna move on to the muscles and your energy sources, because protein for building muscles is required by the body, but we also need fats with a high calorie content to help keep the muscles and body warm. So males tend to require more protein and healthy fats than females, since they have more muscle mass and require more blood volume. One drop of blood from a male contains 1 million more red blood cells compared to one drop of female blood. So the energy foods will be carbohydrates that are on the sweet side, and the energy foods are the carbohydrates on the sweet side, and you must chew them well. So you can absorb all the nutrition. So, you know, don't be in such a hurry to rush through your meal. So when you chew, you're also going to secrete a lot of saliva, about a quart, which has starch digesting enzymes in them, as well as provide some adequate digestive enzymes for the whole process. So keep in mind that raw foods plus saliva enzymes equal healthy toned bowel muscles as well. So the foods that your muscles are going to need to contain will be with the vitamin B complex, the vitamin D, E, and A, pantothenic acid, calcium, potassium, and magnesium. You want to look for these foods: olives, rye, lima beans, rice bran, bananas, sprouts, grains, legumes, and apples. Herbs that are rich in these nutrients are going to be juniper berries, rosemary, horseradish, wild cabbage, kelp, dulse, horsetail, and black walnut. Herbs for energy are going to be your habanero cayenne, because it improves circulation and reduces stress on the system. Also, the immune-boosting herbs will provide energy to the body because it strengthens your organs, your glands, and lymphatic system. Therefore, use your garlic, your astragalus root, and echinacea root, and ginseng root. So what do you do, winter's coming, what do you do if you're cold-natured? So if your system tends to run on the cool side, you have to be careful using fats. Vegetable fats need a warm body. A cold body has difficulty metabolizing cold vegetable oils as well as the protein in beans and lentils. So fats have a melting point and are metabolized much better in a body with good circulation. So a cold body can't break down proteins in your beans as efficiently. So get some circulatory herbs going, your cayenne and ginger root. What about these animal foods? Well, there is a right way and a wrong way to metabolize your animal proteins. If you don't eat enough high fiber foods, the animal meat will quickly putrefy in your colon. Therefore, it is all about your transit time. So if you have a sluggish bowel and you only move a few times a week, you're basically constipated. So the bowel should move the same number of times per day that you eat. So if you eat three meals a day, you should move three times a day. If food sits too long in the bowel, you get some toxic bacteria developing, and it can kill off some of the friendly gut floras, such as your acidophilus. So if you have a sluggish bowel and you don't correct it through your diet and exercise, you may get some toxic protein byproducts that can get into the blood system and cause various health complications. So not good to have a dirty blood. So what about this recommended daily allowance? Well, we've talked about recommended daily allowances before. 5 ounces of nitrate foods if you're working on your muscles, 20 ounces of carbohydrates for your starches and for the heart. If you want to warm the body and improve muscle structure, you're going to need 3% phosphate, use a gallon of liquid, non-dehydrated liquids a day. Bulk your foods up with cellulose fiber. It absorbs more water and actually improves your transit time in the bowel. And the next time, we may discuss some more things along this nature, but I gave you quite a lot to digest, no pun intended, for the moment. So if you're looking to clean the blood, if that's a concern of yours, there is a right and wrong way to do your organ cleansing. Be aware of that. The blood system is always the last system of the body to cleanse. Unless, of course, it's an emergency and you've got some poisoning that you're dealing with, you can cleanse the blood using some cleansing herbs in a short burst. That's pretty much the only exception. So you want to cleanse your bowel first, then the urinary, then the liver and gallbladder, and blood system is last. If you're looking for information on organ cleansing and products to successfully complete that, you can look up the folks at Apothecary Herbs, and they are the immune-boosting organ cleansing specialists. They have quite a few things for you there. They even offer the cleansing packages all together. You can get all 5 system cleanses, or you can buy them one at a time, whichever you prefer. And they have cleanses for the females and the males, so all designed there to help you be successful. So if you want a free product catalog or if you have questions, give them a call toll-free, 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. Of course, the website is thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. And for international, you would want to dial 803-746-0219 and get your free product catalog in and look into how you can make things a lot easier on yourself, save some money. It's not that expensive to get healthy if you do it right. Okay, let's talk about some of the more values in the therapeutic values that you can find in food. Food has quite a long history. A lot of historical events have centered around food. A lot of recipes have happened out of necessity or by accident. And the next time that you eat, let's say, a pita sandwich, you can say that the pita bread was first appeared around 4000 BC. Ice cream, not that I eat that, but it's just about as old, coming into the historic scene about 3000 BC. Recipe sharing between cultures started around 1700 BC in Mesopotamia. Now, KFC, it wouldn't be around, of course, if it weren't for the invention of frying chicken that happened in the first century. So you wouldn't be able to have your coffee with your pumpkin pie at Thanksgiving if it were not for the people of the Ukraine and Russia So, in the 9th century, they were also known for inventing a goulash. Pumpkin is an old Greek name for a melon, and it was considered a fruit, not a squash, and it's been around since 7000 B.C. Other than the necessity to fill the tummy, food has also it's also selected for nutritional benefits. So let's look at a few of them, okay? We've talked a little bit about the beetroot, but I want to talk a little bit more about it. Beets have been used since the 4th century in the Mediterranean area, and they were a little different from the beetroot that we have today. Originally, it was used for its sugar content, and we now have a variety of beetroots. So the most widely known is the bright red beetroot, and everybody grows it in their gardens. And then there are also garden beets that contain vermilion, and there are the white beets. So peak season for beets is May through October, so right about now people are harvesting beets. And they're grown on the West Coast and in the southern and northern United States. And when you select your beets, look at the condition of the beet greens and the beet itself. So the beet greens are also important. If the beets remain in the ground too long, they become tough and have a woody taste to them. And you will know this if this is the case if the beets have a very short neck. They have deep scars on the top of the beet or circular leaf scars on the leaf part of the beet green. So beets are a wonderful food source if you are low on minerals and need to get rid of excess acid in the body, especially the bowel, gallbladder, and liver. Beets also provide the system with natural vitamin A and support not only the digestive system but also your lymphatic system. Raw beets are excellent for blood purifying, so it helps build the blood system up in 24 hours. So if you are anemic, let's say you don't want a blood transfusion for some reason, you can drink a gallon of beet juice, raw beet juice, not cooked. You know, just get some beets and juice them. Gallon. Bam. Next up, I want to talk about lemons. Now, recently, we just talked about the Department of Agriculture seizing lemon trees from private owners. Well, although the lemon is classified as an acid fruit, it also provides some alkalizing effects. It is native to the tropical Asia area. It was cultivated around 2,500 years ago. The Arabs introduced it to Spain and Africa. And around the 20th century, the Spanish brought lemon seeds to Florida, which became the first state to produce lemons until the freeze of 1895, which kind of killed the lemon groves, and they were never replanted. Today, 95% of the lemons used in the U.S. and Canada come from Southern California, and the rest come from Italy. So California supplies almost the entire world with lemons. Lemon trees bloom and ripen their fruit every month, and a single lemon tree can produce 3,000 lemons a year. So the best lemons will have an oily, fine texture and feel heavy for their size. The deep yellow color indicates a ripe lemon. Give lemons a little squeeze to make sure that they are not too firm, and avoid the ones with bruises, which are more susceptible to mold. So mold on a lemon will begin on the ends, so check the ends. And mechanically injured lemons, you know, if they're not hand-picked, will rot from the center out. Have you ever cut into a lemon and it's all rotten inside? Mechanically picked. So you can reduce the sweet taste of some juices by adding some lemon juice. And lemons can also be added to water to soften it. I love to squeeze a lemon wedge into ice water. Isn't that great? You know, a little refreshing whatever in the summertime. So your lemon will provide an excellent source of natural vitamin C. And you should use lemon juice right away before the vitamin C diminishes. Lemons are also high in potassium, vitamin B, and vitamin G. Vitamin B2 will prevent skin lesions and weight loss. Roasted pumpkin seeds also have vitamin G in them. So because of these nutrients and the alkalizing effects, lemons are excellent to help rid the body of toxic materials and very helpful for the liver. So it's recommended by natural healers. If you're going to use lemon, if you're going to use lemon water, especially if you're suffering with a fever, it's excellent. Also, if you have the flu, and if you don't drink lemon water every half an hour, you may feel a bit dehydrated, so try that. Lemon is a bit of a germicide, so it helps with even the flu influenza. So lemon water will be great when you're hydrating, keeping that fever wet. Next up, I want to talk about oranges. The orange is one of the oldest fruits. History reports that the orange was cultivated as early as 500 BC. Confucius mentioned oranges in his writing, and there were about 27 varieties, according to horticulturists in China about 1178 AD. The orange was originally brought from China to India, and it spread from there. Wild oranges were found in the West Indies and Brazil in the 1600s. Oranges were also cultivated in California in 1769, and it led to the saying, California's liquid sunshine. However, the original orange is said to be very small, full of seeds, and on the bitter side. Therefore, cross-selection and fertilization were introduced to the orange. Orange trees live longer than we do, and they continue to bear fruit longer than we do. So today we have over 200 varieties of oranges that are grown in the United States, and it makes up 60% of the citrus fruit market in the U.S. Almost 90% of the oranges that are supplied in the U.S. come from California. Ripe oranges will also have more mineral content and should be firm and heavy. Unripe oranges can cause stomach upset, so make sure, you know, you look at them really good. So eat ripe oranges as soon as possible for more vitamin C. The pulp of the orange helps to neutralize acids, and it has an alkalining effect. Oranges will also will be high in sodium if they are allowed to ripen and to maturity in the sun. So oranges are helpful with constipation if the intestines are a little on the sluggish side. So if you suffer from acidosis, it is recommended to eat some oranges after a meal. Oranges will also help with gum disease and arthritis. So oranges, folks, get some natural nutrition and medicate yourself that way. So if you're looking for a convenient way to get your lemons and your orange and your beetroot, the folks at Apothecary Herbs make this vitamin powdered nutrient mix called Body Foundation Food Mix, and it has lemon, orange, and beetroot along with some other nutritional elements in there. So if you're on the go a lot, if you don't have time, check that out. It's instantly absorbed into the system because it's water soluble when you add it to your juice or water. Check it out. And it's on the website, thepowerherbs.com, or give them a call toll-free at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Get healthy. Get involved with your health care plan, because it's all up to you now. It is. Well, I hope you will join me next time here on American Voice Radio on the 18th. We're going to be talking with Dr. Rebecca Carley. She is our wellness expert that joins us the third Tuesday of the month, so she'll be with us next week. And as I said, if you get an opportunity Saturday morning at 7 on GCN, I'll be talking with Dr. Malcolm Hill. I got to go. I do, but don't you go anywhere, because coming up next, Messiah's Branch with Pastor Dan Catlin. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician if you dare before using any product or therapy. And until next time, be well.